Waiting to go out on a Saturday. Got the Wade Newton things together.
Right.
Got the gal pal coming over on Saturday, and she's got a bit of the nerves because she's going to be meeting everybody at this baseball game.
Right.
And I know Mike has got a major case of the nerves because he's going to be singing the national anthem.
I was nervous. I was very, very nervous.
We got there.
I mean, it's the national anthem,
right?
I mean, and all of a sudden you realize. All I was thinking about were the controversies surrounding people, right. No matter what level it is, and this is a small little stadium with right. A-ball, I was still saying, you know, all of a sudden you realize you've got that pressure on you.
Uh-huh.
Don't screw it up,
yeah.
And for God's sake, don't forget the lyrics.
We got there on time. Hi, Rob.
How you doing?
Hi.
yeah. Everybody I'm not was Wayne there. Newton. That's why he got there, you know, after
right.
I performed.
Everybody was there.
I was
there.
Mad, too, when he first got there.
I know you were.
I got over it very, very quickly. But
I know you were mad. And you
I
know
was
what?
Mad.
Your madness might have been exceeded by mine.
Yeah, I know. You were hot.
I was
yeah.
mega
well, when you arrived late, your cheeks were flushed.
The deal is Rob was supposed to be there with the equipment so that we could sync up with their PA system
right.
and actually get Mike being introduced, get
right.
Mike throwing out the first pitch,
right.
get Mike singing before we started doing the stuff in the crowd.
Right.
And as it turns out, game time was 7:05.
Mm-hmm.
We were there. Rob still was not there.
There was horrendous traffic on the Beltway.
I got a call from him. I get a call from him at like 6:20. Where are you? It's like, I don't know. I'm on like route whatever it was.
I have to say, thank you once again to some other nice people because the Birchmere was great, but the people at the Potomac Nationals were fantastic too. They couldn't have been nicer to me and my kids.
Bobby
my girlfriend.
Holland is the general manager down there.
Good guy.
He really took care of everything.
We arrive.
And it was 600 degrees on the field.
We arrive at about 6:20, and I get a call from Rob, and he says, I'm on 95. You know,
right.
which is just, you know, a country. You might as well have said I'm in Baghdad.
I'm calling you from Baghdad.
I'm on 95. I said, all right, whatever. We go inside. Janet and I sit down, and I want to thank the Nationals, too. They did have bunting around our box.
Mm-hmm.
I think Cherokee from 94.7 put the bunting up.
He did.
Up.
Yeah.
I believe
either
he
way,
put the
very nice
the
whoever,
up.
Thank you for that.
Rick
and,
West.
And we sat there, and she said, she said, where's Mike? And I pointed you out on the field.
Right.
And I said, oh, he is nervous.
Now, what was my tell?
Here is your tell.
Yeah.
You were doing this a lot.
Right.
This thing, when Mike rubs right. his, when chin, Mike chin. Rubs his Beard. Chinny chin chin, his
right.
goatee,
yeah. right.
that is when he's contemplating something that could change his life.
Right.
Or when it's like a real ball busting moment.
Right.
And Carla was standing off to the side with your kids.
Yep.
And you had the microphone in your hand mm-hmm. and you paced back and forth a little bit.
Didn't really have much to do. They told me to go over and right. stand in this area until it was my time. And now this is after I had thrown out the first pitch.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. I should have mentioned that.
Which I barely got it to the to home plate. You know,
no, it was a good throw. Come on.
No, the guy that did it, there was another guy, some other guy that was throwing out the first pitch, too. Both of us were doing this.
Oh, and that was that little crippled boy. He aced it. He kicked your ass.
Do you know what the problem is? The problem is that you don't have the strength. You know, it's not that you don't have the strength to get it to home plate.
Right.
It's suddenly you are so concerned with throwing an accurate throw
right.
that you steer it, and you really should just do God,
just
we've all
it.
Played ball as kids. I should just get up there and wail on it, but I didn't do that. But I did, you will tell everybody, I did throw from the pitcher's mound.
Yes, you did, you got it over the plate. So what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
That was the first major test. Now I'm saying to Janet.
That's the first nerve-wracking moment.
And we're sitting there with Joe and with Tracy and Buzz and Marcia.
I saw Buzz. I came over and talked to Buzz. I saw him, and I didn't realize you were sitting right down there, like behind the netting.
I had been there like for 15 minutes, and Jenna kept saying to me, is Mike avoiding you? And I said, he's probably nervous, and he knows that I know he's nervous. Now,
didn't see you.
He
either.
Didn't see me.
No.
Mike was walking right past where I was sitting.
Right? I'm talking to Buzz because Buzz was standing up, and so I saw Buzz immediately.
I'm sitting right there where I've been for 20 minutes watching Mike, and as he walks
by. You know why I didn't see you? The other reason I didn't see you. You know how they had those boxes down on the field that were a little further out towards mm-hmm. right field,
right.
Towards left field? That's where I thought we were. I didn't realize we were going to be in that upper level, right down close.
Well,
so.
Anyway, you walk right by me, so right. I scream real loud. I go, hey, Howard Stern!
And Mike, hey, you suck!
Then Mike turns around and he sees me, and I go, hey.
Mike, oh, hey.
Hey, you suck! Now,
and I thought for a second you might not have gotten there, that you might have been late coming down there also, so I said, oh, pressure's off. As soon as I see you, and I see your gal pal, and as soon as this happens, I am, you know, the nervousness sets in again. Because really, here's the deal. I'm not nervous that there's a big crowd at the stadium. I'm nervous that all you guys are there. And they're, you know, if I screw up, if something happens, it's not going to matter that there are a lot of people that are here. It's going to matter that this is, you know, sitting here at this moment right now, my balls are going to be busted.
And for us, here's the drama. Because we think you're going to do a great job at this. Right. I think you're nervous, but I know you're going to do a great job.
I would have done better now, if I wasn't so nervous.
Rob not being there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Here was my nightmare. Rob's not there. And what that means is we are not going to have an audio record of you singing this. So we resort at one point to Joe pulling out his cell phone.
Right.
And we actually recorded it on his cell phone.
He played it for me, and I realized how bad it was when he played it for me.
No, it was awful, but it was the absolute only thing that we had.
Right.
Right.
So at this point, you were done singing. Everybody was sitting down. The game had started, and then the real game became, where's Rob?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Where's Rob?
Because Rob...
It's over.
Rob was nowhere to be found.
Elsewhere.
I told Janet, I said, oh, you're going to get a good show tonight. I said, now, it might not be as great because Mike's kids are here.
Right.
And I don't think it'll explode. I said, but Mike did a pretty good job singing.
Right.
And when he finds out that Rob didn't show up on time to tape it so we could play it, God, he's going to be pissed.
Uh-huh.
but Rob walked in, and man, if his cheeks have ever been redder,
Rob
comes sprinting down.
It started when I started doing the math in my head.
The eighth wonder of the world!
When I knew even if I had a chopper, I wasn't going to make it.
Did you ever hear of Kong?
And there was driving on medians. There was driving on sides of roads.
You were driving on medians?
Yeah.
Not good.
Your heart had to be beating like a bunny.
It was, and it normally does. But it was even faster.
Kong!
I really think Carrie was fearing for her life.
Really?
Right.
Yeah.
So he's late. We all were.
He comes running in looking like an advertisement for a heart attack.
Yeah, I mean, a tomato with a crew cut.
Have you ever...
That's what you want to do. You want to run from your car when it's 98 degrees.
Have you ever thought about having a heart attack? Here's spokesperson Rob Spiewak. So he's at the top of the stairs. He goes... He's got this big tape thing. And he goes...
Right.
I'm so sorry I'm late. Traffic is such a bitch. I said, Rob, where's your family? Parking. I came right in.
Rob was dropped off at the stadium door.
I was, as close as I could get.
Now, at this point...
No golf cart there.
I feel bad for him.
I wanted that too, the golf cart, to wheel me in with the baseball golf cart. But, you know, they don't have those anymore.
Ready to tee off a little bit on him.
Sure.
You know, like, hey, where the hell were you?
Right.
When right away he says that he's still out of breath, and I'm still going to... We got it covered through their PA system. I got a copy of the tape.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yep. So we
You got the real one? I mean, not just the Joe thing?
No, it's straight from their PA. It sounds like their PA.
Oh, I thought you were lying about that.
No, we got it.
Oh, cool.
I had a backup plan. It was not my preferred plan.
Okay.
But it was a backup plan.
So we got we got everything on tape, and gosh. let me just say this.
What? Now I'm dying to hear what you're going to say. What?
No, it's about Robert the Mailman.
Okay. Yeah.
Not about you singing, Mike.
Good.
No, right. No, you were great. We'll play it. Robert the Mailman gave, I think, maybe the performance of his life at this game.
It was his biggest audience, and so I think he came to play.
Unfortunately, he is also the reason that I chose to leave.
I believe your quote to me when you were getting to, he said, I'm going to get out of here. I said, hey, well, thanks for coming to see the anthem. I appreciate it. And you said, I'd stay, but... Robert is embarrassing me.
Yes.
Oh, it's like, explained when I interview you.
There were regular people who were there for the game.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And Robert would be standing literally 5 feet behind me and these other people and everybody else. And
season ticket holder.
He would be screaming, Don and Mike Show! Don and Mike Show! Don and Mike Show! Dominican Republic, send your ass back there!
He's heckling the players. He's heckling the fans.
Get your fat ass out of here.
He's yelling at Tom.
He's calling Tom a retard.
That was the thing I had a problem with.
They're throwing food.
Ice.
Food's getting on the field. At one point, I had that great seat right along the third baseline.
Right.
The umpire comes over.
Umpire John Norman.
The umpire comes over.
Who looked like John Norman.
Says to to Joe and I and to Tracy and to Janet, to my girlfriend, says, listen, no throwing trash on the field.
Right.
And we're like...
I didn't see that. I must have been out getting some snacks.
We didn't do that. That's when...
Mike was getting his soda.
That's when, when Robert was out of control. Uh-huh. And that's the point of the evening when I said it, because I just heard it behind me. Uh-huh. And it just continued and continued. Yes. And I said to Janet, I said, don't turn around. Don't look at him. She said, why? I said, you're just egging him on. Don't look. Look at the field.
Yeah, we all kind of looked forward, because if you
look at the field,
acknowledge Robert, you know that it's going to get it. But you know what?
But it's got to be great. You're going to love hearing it today.
Yeah, you know, he is, and he was incredibly generous, because with his own money, he bought like 500 cheeseburgers for everybody. He's throwing them out to the crowd, and he's giving them to all of us.
At one point, you guys were in box seats, and there's like a walkway, and then there's the grandstands. And Robert's in the walkway, and he's yelling retard to his left.
Right.
Because that's where Tom and Dennis are sitting.
Right.
Then he's turning around, and he's like, Mike, you're my hero.
Yeah.
Mike, you got a beautiful girlfriend.
And you had Tom Gavin there also, who was... and Tom is still in his agitated state that he was at the dunk tank. Tom's going through. Tom is going through a very agitated period.
Yes.
And, of course, Dennis was there.
You're mentally retarded.
Nice to see Dennis.
Dennis Murphy, who my girlfriend Carla described, as she's never met Dennis before, as sweet. Yeah. Now, I don't know. She wasn't drinking that much, but
she'll
described him. Yeah,
that.
She'll get past that.
Here's what I said to my girlfriend, I swear to God, when I saw Dennis. I said, right now, make a left turn. She said, well, I said, just make a left turn.
Get out of the way.
You know, just let him have it.
He's
Mike,
right there.
Let's start our trip back to you singing the national anthem.
Memory lane, Don. Memory lane.
Saturday night at the Potomac Nationals game. If you would, I'll read that later. Okay. The plug for the Nationals.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Here's Mike being introduced, getting ready to throw out the first pitch.
Right now. Here we go. Go to the table.
Got number one.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, would you please rise and remove your hats and direct your attention to the area behind home plate.
Larry Mike.
And join your Nationals in honoring America with a singing of our national anthem, to be performed tonight by Mike O'Mara from the Todd and Mike Show.
Is that it?
Well, there's another cut after that's the singing.
Yeah, and at that moment,
crickets,
I froze, and I forgot
and now,
the lyrics. No.
How bad was the echo coming back for you?
Not bad at all.
Okay,
not bad at all.
Good.
It's a small stadium.
Yeah.
Without further ado.
All right, here we go. I wish we heard it like over the PA, because it's going to sound like if I sang it in here.
Well, Mike,
did you get any of the reverb from the?
No, because it was a straight feed.
Okay,
no, the radio.
You're
going to
hear every nook and cranny.
Well, you know, we've got our own trusty reverb, but remember, it would have been perfect if
he'd been here on
time. Honest of a cone.
Yes. It still would have been a straight from the board feed. It would have been the same.
The eighth wonder of the world.
Don't get up. You have that same look on your face you had when you arrived at the game. Don't get upset.
I keep thinking I met Wayne Newton.
Without further ado,
here it is.
You've been waiting. We've been waiting. Did a great job, Mike.
Yep. I went for the double note at the end.
Little pitchy. Let's welcome him now. Clay O'Mara.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, would you please rise and remove your hats and direct your attention to the area behind home plate and join your Nationals in honoring America with a singing of our national anthem, to be performed tonight by Mike O'Mara from the Todd and Mike Show.
Next cut.
You're killing me. I just want to get this over with.
There's no crowd noise.
Hold on a second. Two cuts.
Uh-huh. Right.
One intro, two sing.
Right.
Okay. Right.
Got a good cut, too.
Well, that was cut, too. Watch. I mean, I'm not dicking around here. Hold on a second. Cut number one. Hold on a second.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, would you please rise and remove your hats and direct your attention to the area behind home plate and join your Nationals in honoring America with a singing of our national anthem, to be performed tonight by Mike O'Mara from the Todd and Mike Show.
Okay.
Now it should be cut two.
Now it says cut two. Uh-huh.
Oh, say
oh.
Can.
Uh-huh.
Hold on a second.
There it is. There you have it.
There it is. Okay.
Whew.
Good one. Thank you, Kong.
Kong, the eighth wonder of the world.
Good save, Kong.
Thank you.
Did you ever hear of Kong?
Kong. Honest of a Kong.
And now, Mike O'Mara.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
You look like the vermin-ridden son of a bitch you are. Well, let me get that cleared up.
You did good, Mike.
You did good.
Wow.
But no, I couldn't believe it. I've done, you and I have done things, you know, everything you can do with that would cause nerves and everything.
I'd like to ask you some questions.
I mean, I've had panic attacks on this show, but that's a, you know, that's a medical thing. But
that's not strictly true.
Just being nervous, there was something about the pressure of that particular song.
Sure,
there, I understand.
Because there's no safety net.
It was,
I don't think we'd take too kindly to being arrested, mister.
And exactly. Then after you sing it, you don't want to like do the triumphant thing. But I did put the hand up in the air kind of like, yes, I did it. Yeah. I got it done. But I felt awkward
like,
doing that,
you know,
too.
You look like Black Power.
I did.
At the Olympics.
I did one thing, right?
That's what it was.
Yeah, baby, it's right over. There. It's over.
Like, you look like Link from the Mod Squad.
You know, and then as soon, the one thought in my mind, as soon as that was over was, beer. Beer.
Did you have any before?
No.
Don't!
No, I did not. No.
Really?
No, absolutely not. I don't want, because, I mean, really, that's going to just, you know, you got to go out there and do it. You don't
want to. I'm on my second beer.
Okay, stop it now.
I don't want it to be.
Say, can you see?
No,
get on your horse.
But you know what was funny?
What?
Is walking by the players, and two of the players went, nice job, which was just weird.
Nice,
you know?
Nice job, fat ass.
I think they mattered. Yeah. Nice job. Sit down, fat ass.
Okay, hold on.
They were being so nice to me, and then I realized it's because I was standing next to Carla.
We are.
No, I mean really.
Couldn't hurt.
Seriously.
Seems to be the idea.
I mean, that's her age group, you know what I mean? And they were all, and they're ball players. And so Carla's down on the field, and
I'll decide this one.
I mean, in a couple of my, I know what they were thinking. Yeah. Is she with that? Oh, my God.
If this is true, you have my sympathy.
Thank you, Duke.
Just people.
Now, you know what? I don't care what level athletics this is. This is A-ball. This is the, you know, this is the entry level to professional baseball. But they are professional baseball players. Yep. They are trained athletes. Right. And you stand next to those guys and you feel like the schlub of schlubs of schlubs.
Nah, but then just think, 24 hours later.
Yep.
You were rubbing elbows with Wayne Newton,
what a
my
weekend.
Friend.
What a weekend. Right. And, you know, we all hung out together, and we've never done that on a weekend, and it was fun.
It was great.
I mean, we do it when we go on the road, but this
maybe
was...
Maybe I'm not so inclined.
This was great.
Where are we going tonight?
Tonight? Where do you want to go? You want to
go this is the way it's going
to
be.
We're going to Duke's house.
We're not going anywhere tonight.
Right. But you have something to do.
What?
Right.
I'm going to bed tonight.
Solitude.
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
I'm going to have a very mellow evening. No anthems, no celebrities like Wayne Newton.
I thought that's what it was.
That's right, Duke.
Unless anyway, somebody drops in.
Unless somebody just stops by.
Nice job with that, Mike.
Thank you.
Yeah. And now the tapes. But first the break.
Yes.
The tapes, the unrelenting tapes, the tapes that I believe will give you a true, you know, they say Vince Scully was the guy who could paint the picture,
right?
You know, at Dodger Stadium. Hi, everybody, it's Bob Costas.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'll tell you what gets me sexually aroused. talking about listening to Clear Channel KMLX in St. Louis when I was a boy and hearing Jack Buck Sr. Buck rhymes with another word.
Oh.
It rhymes with another word, too.
The Buck truck.
Uh-huh. One of the words I can say. Suck. That's what I called him. Jack Suck. I'm Bob Costas.
Bob Costas.
Baseball means a lot because these men paint pictures with their words as I paint.
Oh,
as
God.
I paint, various,
the ceiling.
Various bedspreads at my young age. God, I hope this doesn't stunt my growth. I'm 12-year-old Bob Costas wearing a blazer and a tie right now.
I'm Bob Costas.
I'm Bob Costas.
Are you setting all this up to indicate that perhaps listeners may get a bit of a headache listening to this tape?
It's going
to
be just like what it was at the game,
yes,
I believe.
I would like to apologize in advance for Rob and I doing the baseball announcer.
I left a lot of that on the floor, Mike.
Did you thank God?
There was a lot of tape without that, but it was fun at the time.
Hey, Cats, hold on a second. Here it is. Hold on, Joe says this is Amanda from the Birchmere. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
How are you?
Are you the girl with the cast?
No, I wasn't here last night, but I do all the books in the morning. And I found a check here for Don and Mike.
Oh, that's very nice. That's very, very nice.
We love you guys. But next time, pay your checks.
Oh, really? did we walk out on a tab?
I think we did.
That might be my fault.
It's on us.
You don't have to do that.
No, you don't have to.
No, I'm serious. Thank you for all your... hold on a second.
We paid at the bar, and then we paid...
You said you would pick up the...
Oh, I forgot. That was an oversight. I guess it's my fault.
I did pay for our tickets.
We love you guys.
I did pay for our tickets and paid for our first
show. Seriously, I will pay that. Yeah, stay on the line and let me get your number.
Please, I want to pay that.
No, hold on. This is embarrassing.
Guys, we love you. We're glad that you're talking about it.
Hold on. What, Buzz?
They ran his card. I helped you figure out the tip.
Yeah, wait, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gave him my card and I got it back.
You may have lost the slip, but
I had Buzz tip.
Hold it. Wait, stop. I remember now. Now it's coming back to me. I had Buzz. I said, Buzz, I can't. Do you have a lighter so we can see in the dark so I can write the gratuity down?
Right. And I gave you a folded copy, which I put in your wallet, and that we left the store's copy, the restaurant's copy.
Yeah. In your wallet.
Huh?
You still have the receipt in your wallet?
No. It's in some trash can.
Well, it's a paperwork oversight.
There's my tip. Buzz did the tip for me.
Right.
Because I couldn't see
calculated it in the light.
Made sure we left
the right copy.
And if we were going to dine and dash, we might have kept a lower profile.
Was there one extra tab maybe that...
What do you think?
I got a Jameson's and two Great Goose and cranberries.
Oh, that's not us.
No, we don't.
Hey, guys, we love you. It doesn't matter. We want you back anytime you guys want to come.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Anytime you all come down.
That's not us.
We had sodas.
Oh, you had sodas.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. No. Not Jameson's and a double Grey Goose and cranberry.
And one chocolate milk.
Right.
Thank you, Mike.
Sorry about that. Hold on a second.
Yeah,
please,
we'll take care of that.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Excuse
me, we paid it.
Yeah.
Maybe it was one round.
There might have been
If it was one, did he say two?
See, here's the problem.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Once we got inside, when you said you were buying,
yeah,
it's like, I think towards the very end when we knew we were going to be staying longer,
yeah,
I said to you, because you said we're really pounding, and I said, hey, come on, we're going to be here for a long time. Let's you and I have one more for the road.
We did. That's the round.
That must be
that's
it.
Because it was just
round.
You and I.
That's it. That's
we,
right.
We toasted and we drank and we knew we were going to be there a long, long, long time.
One for the road, strictly a figure of speech, not in a Mel Gibson way.
Right.
Yeah, we stayed much longer than that.
Yeah, right.
We did.
Yeah.
We really
that's
did.
That's right. Jew.
Now, thanks for the kind words from the Birchmere.
Yes.
And gosh, who's that calling now?
That's the manager of the Birchmere. Sorry,
sure
Rob.
Or it's Wayne Newton.
Or maybe it's Mel.
Oh, it's Wayne. It's me.
Right. Oh, it's Mike. Mike's getting a call.
Maybe it's Mel Gibson calling.
It's a recording contract.
Hello.
God damn, you're on the air.
I'm on the air.
Who is it?
Bye.
Who was it?
That was my doctor.
How are you doing?
It's an emergency.
Okay. All right.
Well, we better break.
We should break.
Oh, Jesus.
Can
someone play some commercials, please?
Let's all think positive.
I'll get ice.
Positive, positive, positive. Now, which one is it? It's the
baby doctor.
Oh.
And the, you remember the worst that was feared?
Well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Good luck.
Well,
ouch. Turn that call, Mike.
Mike, yeah. The graphs usually work.
That whole baby thing is out of the question.
Listen, now, don't be a dick. Be nice. Be nice to that doctor.
I will.
Be nice to. And isn't she named, is it coincidentally, her name is Debbie. Debbie Dick.
Debbie Dick.
Dr. Debbie Dick.
Debbie Dick, the doctor.
Debbie Dick, the penis specialist.
Yes.
Let's break.
Ironic, isn't it?
Debbie Dick is a hip chick.
She's wonderful. And really, I'm going to be a better man when it's all done.
Well, sure.
You know, it's a little reconstruction. It's a little lengthening.
We can make him. We can make him stronger. We can make him bigger.
Better than he was.
Cosmetic?
Well, partly. I mean, I've got a little problem, but then they're going to finish it up with cosmetic, and that's based on watching the Wayne Newton show last
And again,
time.
Tying it into Mel Gibson is because half of Mike's penis looks like Mel Gibson in the Man with Half a Face.
Yeah, right.
Because of that tragic accident you that's were in right. in the back in the cooking area of your restaurant.
Can I just say something to all, and we'll be done with this discussion, to all of our listeners. Mm-hmm. If you're going to make scrambled eggs in the morning with a gas stove,
yes.
You might want to dress before you go down to the stove. Okay. That's all I have to say on the matter.
The Jews start all the wars.
Mel Gibson, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you Jewish?
Mad Max was really mad.
Wow.
Are you Jewish?
Hi.
I effing own Malibu. I mean, real quotes.
Yeah, from
real
Mel Gibson.
Quotes. Mel Gibson.
Yeah, from Braveheart.
My man.
Right. Your man.
Our man.
Our man. Got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, here we go. The whole thing.
Oh, my.
The baseball game?
Baseball game.
Robert the Angry Mailman.
Here we go. Cut number one.
Get ready for a headache.
This is at the stadium Saturday night. Mike has successfully knocked out the national anthem.
Right.
He's thrown the opening pitch. Now we are sitting in the stands.
My work is done. We're all there. I mean, everybody's there.
Yep.
Don's there with his lady. I'm there with my girlfriend and my kids. Rob's there with his whole family. Buzz is there with his wife. You brought a couple.
Friends.
The
right.
Normans are there. John, you know, Joe's there.
Joe's there. Everybody's there. And also in the next section, Homo Joe's there. Tom is there. Dennis is
Cheryl.
There. Cheryl the Big
there.
Dyke is there.
Was Homo Joe there?
I heard he was.
No. All right.
No?
Okay.
I didn't see him. RJ Diaz.
Raymond.
Anyway, here's Robert the Mailman arriving.
Right.
Right, yeah.
Here we go. Roll the clip.
Rolling.
Do you want to do any more setup on this?
I heard you just made it. Nice to meet you.
Did you get to hear it?
Thanks to
you. Know, F you and F Rob. Both of you. Both of you can go to you know where.
Whatever you did, I think it sucked anyway. I'm going to go up here to my section.
Robert, your section is down at the end of right field.
Right there with the retards. Nice to see you. Keep avoiding me and our date at your house.
What?
Keep avoiding the Xbox game at your house.
That's what I'm doing, is avoiding you by coming to a baseball game to watch Mike sing.
Are you going to stay the whole game?
Am I going to stay the whole game?
Is this the significant other?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Hi. That's Robert, don't drink that drink. Of all the people for Janet to meet first, I hate it for her to meet you. Hi, this is my black friend, Robert.
Hi.
How are you doing? You're very nice to meet you, too. She looks like a star. Think about it. Jodie Foster.
No.
Yeah, and Accused.
All right, yeah, thanks. Bye, Robert.
First of his many witty asides.
He was dominating the entire seating area.
Jodie Foster and Accused.
Mm-hmm.
Accused.
Well, he had a lot of nice things to say to your daughters as well. We'll hear them too. Here, let's keep rolling.
Hey, Mike, don't you want to introduce Robert to Carla?
Hey, Robert. Have you said hi to Carla? Carla, come here.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, Carla. Woo.
I like all your jewelry.
Thank you. I like yours, too.
Okay.
I like all your jewelry.
He's being so nice. I love him when he's nice.
This is the first time I met him.
Robert, say hi to my kids over there. That's Catherine and Elizabeth. Say hi to Robert.
Catherine, hi, Elizabeth. They're so cute.
I'm just waiting for him to say something horrible. I know.
Let me go mess with the retards.
Who he?
Retards. Don't curse in front of
me. Let me just talk to Mike's kids right now. Girls, that was a black man.
That's their first.
Catherine, say hi. Say hi.
Hi.
That's Catherine's first words on the show in a very long time. Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to?
Hi, Mom.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. And did you like Robert?
Yes.
What did you think of Robert? Did he have a lot of jewelry?
Yeah.
An unusual amount of jewelry, right?
Yes.
Do you ever wear that much jewelry?
No.
Thank you. That was Catherine.
Can I say hi to Mom, too?
Yeah, very nice. Oh, dear me. Oh, you.
You can't write that stuff.
You can't.
No.
It's totally spontaneous.
You can't write it.
Surely is.
Precocious youngster. I don't want to, like, say hi to, yeah, Mom.
And then you had that look. I wish it was television.
Fun, was fun, good. Fun. Oh, your kids are cute.
They are.
They are nice.
They really are.
They had a great time.
Now, this next cut is simply called Robert's Behavior.
Robert's just dominating. Yeah. He is dominating everything.
You want a magazine cover.
Oh, hold on a second. That's Robert Makes Trouble. Let's hear Robert's behavior first. Robert's behavior.
Isn't that what y'all at baseball games? I've never been to a baseball game. I've never seen such green lawns before.
Can you control the fans?
I think there's a certain fan that I'd like to see thrown out right now. I'd like to see him escorted out of the ballpark. I think he's behaving very badly.
Yes.
Oh, Catherine. He was bad.
He was very, very bad. Wasn't he, Catherine?
Yes, very bad.
You can imagine the behavior.
Terrible behavior. Wasn't that terrible behavior, Elizabeth?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes, yes, final words?
Acting like a four-year-old.
Acting like a four-year-old. There you go. From the mouths of babes.
That's great.
Okay, now,
acting like a four-year-old. There
you
go, Catherine.
Robert Makes Trouble.
You want a magazine cover. That's what you want. Hey, Mike. I've changed my mind about you, Mike. You are the man, Mike.
Thank you, Robert.
With two beautiful daughters. All I got to do is wait 10 more years.
See, now this is where I thought you were going to get mad at him. Because he's standing right there, and you were just kind of oblivious because you were...
I was doing the thing that you had suggested, where you just, you know, if you really, really, like, on him...
In a real setting, though, or right. Even on the telephone. You know,
right.
I know your reaction, and he was looking right at your girls. He's saying,
right.
You sure have beautiful girls. Only 10 more years.
Yeah. You know, you have to either ignore or you hit. And, you know, I don't want to be thrown out of the stadium after singing the national anthem.
Were you as amazed as me the way his voice fills a ballpark?
He projects. He doesn't need a microphone. No. He dominates.
About, hearing him three sections away.
Yeah.
While they're playing the sound effects and while the crowd is roaring and while the game's going.
Again, he's standing between the grandstand and the box seats, and everyone can hear him.
We should have had, like, carnival trains outside. Yep. I mean, we had our band of misfits around.
Here he is again.
Hey, what's that kind of Spanish going on? What's up?
Hold on. That's Robert cussing, and we all discipline him after he cusses.
Isn't that
homo joke?
Hey, Mike, what you drinking?
We have a little Miller Lite there, Rob, and it's delicious on a hot night. About 93 here at the ballpark at game time.
Feels like 92.
There you go. I hate there you go. I truly hate there you go. And there you go.
So, Mike. Yes.
When you shot at me when I delivered the mail, you thought I was going to come in your house?
It was just a pellet gun.
Yeah, but it still hurt.
You're totally ignoring the baseball game.
Remember
that's
back
been
in
played.
The Negro League days? The whole park would be cut. They'd have suits on. It'd be like a
Sunday. Number 25, Marvin Lorenz.
You're not scared of me, are you? I get the most money.
He's now asking people if they're scared of him.
Yeah.
Right. He's leaning over and asking people while he's wearing his Lakers throwback jersey and more bling than Mr. T ever dreamed of.
We all know him, and we're scared of him. What does he expect?
He is about as far from us as we were to Wayne Newton last night, and yet the microphone is picking him up.
You can hear him.
Here we go.
What's going on over there?
I don't know. It's disturbing. Robert the Angry Mailman is offering my daughter's money.
His teeth look good.
Hey, Carla.
Me too.
They fixed everything.
I really like them.
They fixed everything.
I'm a $6 million man now. I can run faster, jump faster, see farther.
God. Okay. He liked you.
Huh?
He was liking you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, big fan of you, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, that didn't last for long. Thank
God. Fan of
your
family.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. What's
special,
next?
Special
a lot of families in the ballpark. It's,
especially
you know,
at the ballpark.
He's standing there screaming.
Uncomfortable
screaming
moment.
My family.
Yes.
Screaming, they fixed everything.
They fixed everything, and I was waiting for it to be, they fixed that, too.
Yeah.
You know, thank
okay.
God he didn't go there.
All right, hold on. He's only, he as Karen and Richard sang, we've only just begun.
That's right. I did like the moment where Robert said the S word, and we all gave him the Tony Soprano. Hey!
You're not even close to Tom versus Robert at the ballpark. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Back to the ball game. Here is the next track as we continue to try to let you know what happened. This would be Joe Ardinger doing some play by play for us.
Oh, very good.
Joe Ardinger play by play at the ball game.
Hey Joe,
that's what's bothering you.
How about a little play by play?
Yeah.
All right. This is your announcer, Joe Ardinger. There's the guy with the ball is getting ready to throw the ball at the guy with the bat. The guy with the bat swings. Oh, it's a hit out to center field. Oh, and he's running. Oh, and he caught it, and he's out. What do you think of my announcing, honey?
Homo.
The center fielder.
This is my wife.
Rivadina.
Would you like to say something to the audience? Cat's got her tongue. Cat's got her tongue.
Wow.
Oh, well, hold on. The guy with the ball's got the ball again.
Say it again.
The guy with the ball's got the ball again. He's going to throw it to the guy with the bat. The guy with the bat's ready for the ball. Here comes the ball. The guy swings. Oh, he didn't swing. The ball hits the dirt.
Excellent play-by-play.
I love it.
It's quite hot out here tonight.
Let the record reflect. I missed Mike singing, but that I got.
You got that on there. Play-by-play man Joe Ardinger.
Now more fun with the crazy crew.
Yeah.
More fun with the crazy crew.
Let's
well, look at this, folks. A voice from the past, and it has been a while. Dennis Murphy, how have you been?
I've been doing well, Bob. How about you?
Oh, hold on a second. Hold on.
Yes?
I'm doing things out of order.
Oh.
Hold on. I forgot.
This whole thing's out of order.
Don't wreck
a voice from the past.
I forgot. Oh, yeah, because you got to hear that. Hold on a second. What's the one that says Buzz, then Mike? I didn't play that one. What is that,
that
one?
That Buzz speaks, and then Mike speaks.
Oh, all right. Hold on a second. I forgot to play that one as well. So let's hear that one.
I was here, too.
Were you on time?
Yes, I was.
And how does that feel?
I enjoyed it immensely. You really missed it, Rob.
I really did, Buzz.
A women swooned, grown men wept, and eagles soared.
If there's any consolation, in my car, I was weeping and Carrie was swooning.
Yeah, I believe that. Well, it's very, very hot out here, and I know it's only the second period, but I think I'm leaving.
Called an
second period.
I like that. Thank you.
It's like the second period.
Inning, Buzz.
What?
Exactly. Mike?
Rob.
How did it go?
Rob, I was extremely nervous, but I think I pulled it off, and I did the double note at the end. I started low and went high at the end, and I think that was the key. And a very warm reception here in Prince William County.
Who was here to see you sing?
Raymond, RJ, my butler. Dennis Murphy, I believe, is here. Robert the Angry Mailman. Cheryl the Big Dyke. A great turnout from the show. Everybody here could not be happier.
Everyone, I'm afraid, wasn't here for the anthem, though.
The CUA All-Star.
Yes, Rob, everyone wasn't here for the anthem.
Do you know that I tried to get the game delayed?
I know you did, but you don't have that kind of power. This is baseball, Rob. Damn it. Next time, when I make it to the double-A ball, you better be there.
Oh, and let me just jump in. That's your next stop, right? You committed to do it at the double-A for the Baltimore Orioles?
You got to work your way cool. up the... I think that's the one up in...
Bowie, the Bowie Bay Sox.
Is it Bowie Bay Sox?
The yeah. Bowie Bay Sox.
Excellent. The tour will continue.
Yeah.
Rob, it's just the start. I'm going to do it at A-ball, double-A, triple-A. I'm going to do ice skating. I'm going to do everything. I'll be at Disney on Ice. Everything, Rob. It's now broken the dam. I'm very excited. I think I can do this.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Nice chatting with you.
Thank you.
Now get that microphone away and let me sip my beer.
Tomorrow on the show, also we will have
Norman!
the winners of our MP3 show open contest. Right, Johnny? Everybody that made the cut?
Right, you are.
Okay, thank you. So everybody's emailing with that. A question about that, that's tomorrow, too.
Very good.
All right, here's more at the ball game.
Let me ask Uncle Don a question first. Now that Mike's not listening, how'd he do?
His sphincter was so tight. Hey, Robert, do you know what a sphincter is?
What?
A sphincter is your butt.
No!
Yes. Uncle Mike's butt was all tight when he had to sing that song. He was nervous, but he pulled it off, Rob.
Sounded good?
The designated hitter.
He was a little pitchy.
Dog.
I felt it was his best effort.
Have you been to the stadium store yet?
I've just applied for a charge card.
Because I'm thinking I'm going and buying a sweater today. It's a little chilly in the old ballpark.
Hey, Robert.
What?
Was Daddy late tonight coming here?
Yeah.
How come Daddy was late tonight?
I don't know.
Uh-huh. Who's King Kong? Is he a bad monkey?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what's funny?
What?
Has Daddy told you that I call him King Kong?
Yeah.
He told you that?
Yeah.
What do you think of that when I call your daddy King Kong?
Very funny.
Yeah.
That's right. Realistic. And there's the attention span, Rob.
Don, is it a sellout?
it's a sellout the way that our game was a sellout here.
That's right.
Have you gone over and talked to Dennis and Tom yet?
I have not. I will.
Thank you.
Should I let Dennis hold the mic?
No.
No.
Jimmy.
I brought no tape.
Okay, and now we enter into the world of Murphy. Dennis and Tom.
Right. Very good.
Murphy and
we're going to the special section.
Strap
now.
Yourself in.
Murphy and Gavin.
Well, look at this, folks. A voice from the past. And it has been a while. Dennis, Murphy, how have you been?
I've been doing well, Blob. How about you?
You got to bring Tom Gavin with you to the ballpark tonight.
It wasn't clicking. He wanted to go to the bathroom in my car. I said, no.
Oh, dear.
Tom Gavin, sitting to my right.
Must not be ready for the meeting.
This is almost like doing a three-man booth. How you doing?
Good, Bob. Guess what? I just won.
What?
I just won free national tickets.
They're going to love to have you back.
Yes, they are.
Excellent. You're a little sweaty. Is it hot out here?
Yeah, it's hot out here, Bob.
Did you hear Mike sing the anthem?
No, I did not.
Huh. How come?
We got here too late. We got caught in an accident on 95.
So let's see where that tooth came out.
Kind of Luka-like.
Well, sort of.
Not exactly.
It actually looks more like brown rice.
Okay.
I like Dennis's mock laugh there.
Here now is a couple of moments with our friend Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Very good.
I am joined now by Bobby Holland, the general manager.
Oops, hold on. That was the general manager. Here's right. Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Cheryl the Big Dyke, a pleasure, a true pleasure, although not as big as you once were.
No, I'm not, and in about a week I'm getting even made smaller with plastic surgery, guys. I'm going under the knife again. I'll be even smaller.
What have I told you all these years about elective plastic surgery? It's not good for you, darling.
I want to look more like you, Rob. You look like the women I want to date.
Keep it up.
Did you hear Mike sing?
Yes, I heard the end of it because I was stuck in the traffic. Everyone was stuck in, and I was sobbing uncontrollably. Ever. He's your own Luciano Pavarotti.
Did good, huh?
Oh, my God. He hit that note at the end. Oh, I was sobbing. I was sobbing, and I gotta tell you, I started sobbing even more when I noticed that I'm probably the only gay person in this whole stadium.
And now the beginning, Robert versus Tom.
That's what we've been waiting for. Yeah.
Something happens here that is not explained on the tape. Robert had bought a tray of about 40 cheeseburgers.
Amazing. Yes.
And it gets knocked over.
Oh,
so that's
I didn't
what
know
happened.
That. Does Tom knock it over?
Robert went to buy food for everybody.
Right.
I mean, literally, he bought 40
he was
hot
very
dogs,
generous.
40 cheeseburgers. So here's just the beginning of Robert versus Tom.
Didn't I just feed you? Retard. No, you just called me a retard, Danny. I heard you. Want some ice? No. Retard.
Hey, guys. Yeah. Can't we just enjoy the ball game?
I'm going to knock you out. Where's the...
What happened, Tom?
He bumped the thing and knocked it over. Knucklehead!
That's right, Tom.
Do you think that's funny?
Yes, it is.
How are you getting home, retard?
Shut up, you jerk. I'm getting home. I'm having dinner.
You are sweaty. Group home. Where are the rest of your compatriots?
I got him.
You two stay apart.
Hey, Bob. Yeah. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Can I hold the mic?
No, this is Charlie. No, you can't.
Wow, there you go.
Here's the next one.
That's my favorite part so far.
Good sample.
Tom Gavin and Dennis and Rob's son, Trip.
Oh dear.
Robert III.
Very nice, I think.
Hi, then.
Hold on. 13.
That's you leaving.
Oh, sorry. Here we go.
Towards the end of the game.
Hey, Robert. This is Tom Gavin. What do you say to Tom?
Daddy, I don't want to talk.
Yeah. I know the feeling.
Yeah. Priceless. Absolutely priceless.
Like a visit to Santa.
I don't want to talk to the scary
Let's
man.
Hear it again now, because remember...
That's young, real. That's real, real, yep, real.
Young there. Robert is seeing these people for the first time.
Yeah.
Hey, Robert. This is Tom Gavin. What do you say to Tom?
Daddy, I don't want to talk.
That's right, Daddy.
Now, the greatest moment, sadly, was not captured on tape, but my wife heard it and told me later, is she was introducing Julia, my 5-year-old, to Dennis.
Uh-huh.
And she said, what happened to your hand? As a 5-year-old is wont
right.
to do.
Did he get one of his elaborate lies like it was a shark attack?
No, he said God was unkind to me.
Oh, really? Oh.
And why do you say that to a 5-year-old? Yeah. I have no idea.
God was unkind to me.
We've got some highlights coming up. We got a break, but I just want to just hip you to just an upcoming piece of tape.
Yeah. Short bus night at the ballpark.
If that doesn't make you want to stay.
Listen,
I can't imagine why you wanted to leave early.
How about this? If you were sitting in the ballpark.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. That'll make the cotton candy go down easier.
I don't want to tip our hand. You know, a lot of people would think fireworks on the radio wouldn't be fun.
Yeah, did you get the Dennis reaction to the fireworks on tape?
Yep. Yeah, it was. It's every day is the 4th of July.
There's
they were great
fireworks, but hearing Dennis's reaction was half the pleasure.
Let's break it. We'll finish this up again as much as we can. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And now back to what we were listening to before that nice call.
Yes, short bus night at the Potomac National Stadium.
Here we go. This is Tom versus Dennis with Robert. And this is the one that starts off where Robert says, I cut it off where Robert says, I don't want to talk.
He did not want to.
But there's more.
Ah.
Hey, Robert, this is Tom Gavin. What do you say to Tom?
Daddy, I don't want to talk.
I know the feeling. That's my son, Robert, Tom.
Your son, Robert?
Yeah.
You know who I know?
Who?
Your neighbor.
Okay, let's keep that on the down low.
Let's keep that on the down low and secret.
Right. That's clandestine.
True. Yeah, we'll keep that clandestine.
Or is it Candlestine?
It's Candlestine.
I thought so. What do you think of the ballpark action tonight, Dennis?
It's really, really good. It's hot. I'm sweating.
I hadn't noticed.
It's nice to talk to you again.
It's a pleasure to see you. It's been too long.
Yeah, I know. It's been really long. And hopefully I can get to see y'all again.
Let us say sometime.
Like sometime is 5 years. Yeah.
Wow. Have you been to the stadium store?
Not yet.
Yeah, they sell Potomac Nationals breath mints. I'd get right on that ice. Yeah, it's bad, Dennis.
Okay, I'll
But take it easy on your teeth.
Oh, Dennis.
Dennis.
He's back. Dennis.
Dennis is good in the ballpark.
What is, let's see. Here's a cut that Rob has called Brian from Springfield.
Thank you so much.
If you want to tune into the Don and Mike Show every weekday from 3 to 7 p.m. on 106.7 WJFK FM.
May I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast?
Yes.
Look, he jumped over the railing and he never spilled his beer. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Brian from Springfield, Virginia.
Did you see Mike sing?
I did. I even heard him sing, too.
And how did it go?
Not bad, not bad. A lot better than I could have done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you find him pitchy?
I found him very attractive. Very attractive while he stood out there sweating to death.
Can you elaborate on the attractiveness?
It's just that white polo T-shirt clinging to his body. I mean, it just does it for me. Very hot.
Okay. All right, that was special.
Okay.
He's a fag.
No, it was.
What we don't have is adequate tape. If you were listening earlier in some of the segments, you heard Robert the mailman, walking through the crowd, screaming obscenities, screaming hateful words.
Yes, calling people racist.
Being himself, right. Basically.
I heard you just made it. Nice to meet you.
Did you get to hear it?
Thanks to the thing.
F you and F Rob.
Okay. Anyway, so he's screaming like a maniac.
Right.
And now, there's a guy that's sitting right next to Janet and I, and the guy is a season ticket holder.
Yes.
Is that the guy with the newspaper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I started to feel bad for this guy because
he's right in the middle of all of our misfits.
Robert is standing 3 feet behind me in the row behind me.
Right.
He's just screaming over and over. Don! Huh? Don! How do you feel about the Negro Leagues? Hey, Don! And I would turn around and he'd point at Janet and go, she's sweet. Yeah. She's sweet. Come on! Go back to the Dominican Republic! Where's the Spanish hat dance?
Yeah, right.
I mean,
all of that.
Yeah.
It was.
And then some.
We don't have that on tape, do we?
No.
No, we don't.
It's a little tough to take.
It was happening in real life.
Yeah. Did we get you when you were leaving?
I believe that's what we're going to hear now.
All right, okay.
Both of you can go to you know where.
Oh, hold on.
That's Mike.
That was me when Rob first arrived, when I was angry.
Hold on a second. Cut number 13. Oh, I see.
Whatever you did, I think it sucked anyway. I'm going to go up here to my section.
That's still the same.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Okay. Gotcha.
Hi, then.
There's no polite way to put this. I'm a tough man to embarrass.
Yes.
I must leave because of Robert the Mailman. There are people who are sitting in our section who are not affiliated with the show. He's yelling stuff about the Negro Leagues when some guy with an O on the end of his name, like Guerrero, came up. He started yelling at him, go back to your country, green card. He and Tom got in a nice monkey/retard screaming match. Tom tried to throw food at him, and the food got out on the field. And the umpire came over and said, we can't be throwing food on the field. So, Rob, I bid you adieu.
Well, it is the middle of the ninth, so.
And please ask Mike how comfortable he's been with Robert chatting up his girls.
I sure will. Bye then.
Bye then.
Yes.
It was like, and incidentally, as always, I'm sorry, Lightning Rod, trendsetter, a man who has the balls to say, I came to watch my friend Mike.
Yes.
Enough is enough.
Yes.
As soon as I got up, it was like, man, crowd scene at the food station. Everybody got, it was like dominoes falling.
Yeah.
Buzz got up.
Buzz was literally a nanosecond in back of you.
Right.
He saw you were leaving, and that was Buzz's cue.
I was already poised.
And Robert was right behind him because he had a card game, so he says.
Oh, okay. So. All right. So Robert split, but then the Spiewak family and the O'Mara family, we hung out there. The Ardinger family, we all hung in there.
So
and
here's
the fireworks.
Good. Mike, a man alone.
Well, they've all abandoned me, Rob.
Except for?
You. You're hanging in there.
How's that for irony?
You and your lovely children and my lovely children, and we're all here having a wonderful evening. Elizabeth, would you like to say something on the microphone?
No.
Have you had a good time?
Yes.
Are you looking forward to the fireworks?
Yes.
Are you impressed by your old man? I hear he did a heck of a job. Heck of a job.
Yeah.
Anything more you'd like to add to that?
No.
No.
I see irony in guys like us having such beautiful kids. What happened?
Genetics are a very strange thing, Mr. Spiewak.
Now, here's a question.
Yes?
How can you describe the comfort level of your family meeting one Robert the Mailman?
I'm hoping that it stays quiet. It's quiet right now, Rob, and it's driven Don away, and I hope it doesn't drive my family away. I wish for quiet and peace for the rest of the game, and maybe a beer or two more.
Okay, now sure. We have the actual end of the
sounded
game.
Like maybe I've had a beer or two more already.
Yeah, now this says end of the game. End of the game.
Bottom of the 10th, bases loaded.
Oh,
tied
cool.
At 3. Nationals are up.
Excellent, Rob.
You got the winning hit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now we have many cuts.
That was the game went to extra innings. The Potomac Nationals won on a base hit with the bases loaded.
Many cuts.
And that was the end of the game. We were kind of excited because the fireworks were going to come on.
That we will get to tomorrow. What we did was we just had a microphone by Dennis Murphy, and when they played songs in between innings.
Right.
Dennis liked to sing along with them.
I don't know it. Okay. I don't know it.
Shocker.
Huh?
My angel is
a kind of soul.
So, he sings a lot.
He does.
And then he watches the fireworks.
Oz.
He loves the fireworks.
He does.
This is now
no one on earth enjoys the fireworks.
No one.
Like Dennis Murphy.
After the game, after the minor league game, they had a free fireworks show.
Killer fireworks show.
Here it is with Dennis.
Then let the explosions begin. Oh, wait a minute. We need a countdown. Are you ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Minor league baseball, major league fun.
One, blast off!
Sure is. Fun.
He is just getting ramped up.
He loves the fireworks.
He does. He loves
the fireworks.
I could hear him. I was sitting in the other end of the section. I could hear him.
Wow.
Oh my God.
And it's not like there weren't explosions in midair.
Too muck and fudge.
So proud to be an American. Now.
Ooh! Oh, that's nice!
People in Maui hearing the show for the first time on your Fox News affiliate.
Hello, Maui.
How do you like it thus far?
Wow. I didn't know he was doing all this singing.
There was no prompting. This was just Dennis being Dennis.
Right. And he's enjoying the fireworks.
Loving the fireworks.
Ooh-wee.
Hey.
Point out, he's not retarded.
No, he's in his what?
No, he's not retarded.
He's not retarded.
No, he's a business owner.
Seriously, He's not retarded.
40-something, right?
But
no.
He loves...
No, he's not retarded.
He loves the fireworks.
Now him...
He's mentally retarded.
Right, but no. Dennis, no.
No.
He's just missing half a tongue.
He is. That's and a probably hand. Why it sounds like it sounds.
And he has dog teeth.
He does.
Holy! This is unbelievable! Oh, my God! Look at him sparkle! Oh, my God! Red, white, and blue! Unbelievable! The flashing! Oh my God! This is the best fireworks I've ever seen!
He's not retarded.
Green, red, white, blue, green. Oh, ooh, wow. Red, green.
Fireworks.
And then then finally we have
we ran away.
Here we go. Then it's Mike's closing thoughts. It was Mike's night at the ballpark.
Your boy was tired.
Closing thoughts.
I need your closing thoughts, Mike.
A truly amazing fireworks display, a wonderful evening, and an incredible performance by a virtuoso tenor. Mike, I'm so proud of you. Remember what I always say, no pepper, light fuse, get away.
See you at Wayne Newton, Rob. And then it was on to our Sunday night.
And little did you know.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of weekend we had.
Let the dogs out!
We do want to thank the Potomac Nationals.
Good.
Especially General Manager Bobby Hollow took great care of us on Saturday night as they defeated the Winston-Salem Warthogs.
Yep.
We'd also like to thank the owners of the staff at the Birchmere and Alexandria VA, especially John Brendiger,
right,
who not only let us meet Wayne Newton and made us feel like big shots. Pictures are on our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
We also have baseball pictures on the website, too.
Birchmere.com. It's a great place to see a show. So, wow.
What a weekend.
While we're playing. Oh, it's sports thing, right? Put the dogs out. Okay. That's it. That's
unbelievable.
It. But, you know, we've got hours worth of... We've got hours worth of this.
How's that popcorn going to go down if you're sitting in back of that?
But nothing's going to beat the fireworks.
Don't you like the
song?
He
went nuts.
You don't like the song Nub Shack?
He loves fireworks.
And let the explosions begin. Oh, wait a minute. We need a countdown. Are you ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, every time. Wow. All right. Thank you.
Unbelievable.
What a weekend we had. Yep. What a
unbelievable. And to use Dennis's words.
His favorite word. Yeah. Guy J. Birdley in the news and the comments coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.